Community Connection this morning brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone, a joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. Got a preview of some upcoming attractions this week for OK Mozart when we talk with Elizabeth Wolfson coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And again, a community connection this morning with OK Mozart's Elizabeth Robson. And last night, you asked me before we went on the air, is it traditional for a standing ovation at just about every concert? And I will say at just about every concert over the, well, now 32 years of OK Mozart. More often than not, we've got a very appreciative audience who is willing to give what they feel is appropriate to that particular performance. So yeah, I would say most of the time, standing ovations. Good morning.
I thought last night was spectacular, and I just had a great time. Even my teenagers had a great time. I took my 10-year-old. He had a great time.
And I will say, typically, not that our audiences are ever stingy, but the small groups may or may not always get all the appreciation of the large groups. But that's the way it works out. You know.
I felt that way. I felt like it took a while for the audience to warm up, but as soon as they did, they let loose. And you know, the musicians worked for it. They earned it. It was fantastic.
And you know, when you talk about groups like the one that we had last night was Simply Three. The orchestral pieces, the symphonies, the concertos, that sort of thing, we've got a pretty informed audience in general. But when you look at items that are, first of all, it was announced from the stage. It wasn't on the program per se. They didn't come expecting this or that. So you're right. I think to a certain extent, the audience said, well, who are they and what are they going
to
do?
That's right. You know, I tried to explain to them beforehand backstage that Bartlesville has a very discerning, discriminating crowd. They know their classical music. And if something's taken from somewhere else, they can claim it. They know it. They'll tell you where that's from, or Bach did that, or Mozart did that. But I think last night, Bartlesville fell in love with Simply Three. I thought Simply Three just wowed them. I think Bartlesville isn't quite sure. They didn't know what to expect, but once they were finished, that standing ovation was amazing.
Well, and I think there's a certain amount of trust us factor. Just come, enjoy it. OK Mozart's going to give you good stuff.
You know, that's something that I've been trying to say from the stage every night, and I might not continue for the rest of the week, but the talent that we bring into this town is what makes this festival different. It's what makes this festival stand out.
Yeah.
Whether it's from Oklahoma or New York or internationally, wherever it's from, we try to bring the best here for you.
And I think, you know, looking at particularly, and I know we want to spend a lot of time on today and tomorrow to get people plugged in. But again, if you missed out on last night's performance, and there were some empty seats, I'm sorry you missed out. But it was an excellent performance all the way through. And just a lot of imagination, I think, shown by the players as far as both what they played and how they presented it, but also relating to the crowd.
It was very inspirational. I was saying that if you have a child in band or orchestra, it would have been essential to be there last night. They're just influential. They've been inspiring teens across the world to look at stringed instruments in different ways, and so that they're inspired to take up orchestra, take up something that they might not normally do, and realize that you can create rock music with this.
Yeah, and it works. I mean, you point to the Beatles, you can talk about all the uses of orchestral sounds in rock music. I mean, it's not new, but these guys did it very well.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, and of course, so many of just popular songs, you can go back into the 40s even, and a lot of the popular songs that were played by the big bands were reworks of the melodies of classical tunes.
You know, and it's fun to listen to a song in a different way, because you're hearing them play a tune and you know it's a pop tune, but you can't put your finger on it until you get it.
Yeah.
And then I had the same experience with the Signature Symphony Dance Band at the gala. They were playing and I was reaching back in my memory to say, okay, I've heard this. I know it's Ella Fitzgerald, and it was Tenderly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so fun to know, have a music base, to know those things and to think and try to recognize, but see it in a new way.
Yeah, but you mentioned the educational mission for OK Mozart, and again, that goes back almost to the beginning. Different ways that you can use these performers, these events that are going on at the community center or Walla Rock or other venues around, and build interest in a young, you know, person. And I don't think anybody is, okay, maybe 5 or 6, but other than that, really just, you know, you're not too young to go appreciate some of this, as long as you can mostly sit still and mostly be quiet.
You know, I think the crowd last night, and certainly the performers, wouldn't have minded any age. There, I saw a lot of toddlers there, actually.
Yeah.
And we had Adam and Kissy. We had some young people there as well, and that was fun. But I think it's important to note this year, I don't think they've had double crossovers in the past. Is this the year they've...
This is the first time, yeah, we've done this. Traditionally, the Tuesday evening performance was the small ensembles with chamber music.
Mm-hmm. And Randy told me last night that we've doubled the attendance for Tuesday night because of that.
Yeah, you know, and so, well...
These crossovers are popular, and they're popular for a reason, and they're fun to have.
Yeah, and it just, again, helps OK Mozart to say we enjoy all forms of good music.
Yes, and absolutely. Variety is crucial.
And so we go back to the traditional fare on tonight's concert, and again, picking up that classical theme, and again, if I can say it, playing some of the hits of classical music tonight.
Yes, yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. When you look at, you're opening up with Beethoven, the Egmont Orchestra overture on that one. The overture's relatively short pieces. I think this runs about 7 minutes, and right down the middle, meat and potatoes Beethoven.
And I'm excited. You know, I'm not coming from a marketing corporate background. I'm not that familiar with classical music. And so the Signature Symphony for me was a new experience. And the Tulsa Symphony tonight, I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. And, of course, both of those two ensembles share some players with our own Bartlesville Symphony, which you get to hear Friday. We'll talk more about that later. The Clarinet Concerto, this is the second time in about the past 7 or 8 years it's been performed. But, again, different orchestra, different solo. So this one you're going to have just a really neat time with on that one. And it's a clarinet concerto of a little bit different venue or a little bit different vein. No long cadenzas, no real showpieces. Mozart just had some great melodies that he wanted to work out and said, I'm going to put it with the clarinet and put an orchestra behind him and let it run.
Well, you know, I think I played the clarinet in the fourth grade probably for the first and last time. And my impression of the clarinet was that I wasn't that good at it, but I'm excited to hear David Carter.
Yeah.
He's our soloist.
Clarinet's a fun instrument. I'm sorry you didn't stick with it. I played it all the way through high school and into college and still play occasionally at church. But then it's an instrument that kind of sounds a little bit different than any of the other wind instruments. It's built on a basic octave and a half. Anyway, not going there.
No, I enjoyed it. And it just wasn't for me. It's funny how we all have our different things, but I'm interested to know that you played clarinet. That's fascinating.
And so does Randy. So it kind of works out all the way around.
What doesn't Randy play? I mean, that man is so talented.
Beethoven 6, the Pastoral Symphony, it's a play, we hear bits and pieces of it in Silent Green, it's in several other film scores, you'll recognize, you know, just about every medley all the way through on that one, so it's good.
It's going to be a good night. I hope the community will come out and welcome Tulsa Symphony to Bartlesville and enjoy these classical pieces. I mean, you don't get much better than this. This is bread and butter.
It is. Now, before we get to tonight, and by the way, I want to invite people to Randy's 7 o'clock pre-concert talk, kind of an opportunity to point out, listen for this, and we had fun with that, and it's an opportunity just to get acquainted with what's going on, and Randy's great about just answering questions from the crowd if that's what they come up with.
He had a big crowd last night, and they were planning on originally doing it in the auditorium, but they moved it to Community Hall. I'm pretty sure they're going to do that there tonight as well. So if you're going to that pre-concert lecture, I believe it's in Community Hall.
Okay, so that's I know that's where it was Monday night. I wasn't looking for one last night. So, before we get to tonight's concert, which we've talked a little bit about, you've got things going on even like right now.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of stuff going on. Today's daily schedule, I think we've got Rivercross Ramblers, Bluegrass at 12:30 at the Community Center. Mm-hmm. We've got the new Tolson's Gospel Quartet at 2 at the Community Center. Art and More and BCC Architecture at 3 at the Community Center. And then we've got those two, Doug Simpson and Pam Hughes at 3:30 at the Community Center.
They play for several events around town throughout the year, and people just say, oh, literally, it's those two.
You automatically love them. They yeah. play great stuff, and her voice is amazing. And they were in Ambler Hall last fall for the Christmas concert. Also, clarinets. Speaking of clarinets, Clarinet Candy is 5 o'clock at the Community Center.
Yeah, and I noticed that one, I think they also played on Monday, as I recall. And so it's an opportunity to feature an instrument that gets some interesting work in the orchestra, but we don't always get to spend that much time with them. Do they play again, I think, on Friday or Saturday? Seems as though I've seen their name somewhere later in the week as well.
Which one, the men's chorale?
The Clarinet Candies. I think they play again, maybe it's Saturday, maybe, and I could be wrong. I make mistakes regularly. Okay. I make mistakes regularly and often on the air.
I'm looking. I don't see him
okay.
here.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the other things that are coming up tomorrow, because you got a full day of things going on tomorrow as well.
Thursday, we've got Lenny Baker at 9 at the Community Center, Ad Lib Singers at 10, Wade Daniel is Tickling the Ivories at 12:30, Jonathan Roll, baritone at 2, Pro Musica Tulse at 3:30. That's an early music ensemble. So tribute to Gershwin at 5, Daryl Christopher and the Ingredients, Bringing the Blues at 6, and then at 7:30 we've got Catherine Russell, heiress to blues and jazz, our New York City jazz vocalist.
Yeah. Before we talk about her, I want to back up to some of the other things.
Sure.
Gershwin, crossed that whole thing between show tunes and classical music, and had jazz elements in so much of his stuff. And so it's just one of those things that I think your people are really going to miss. And we'll hear more Gershwin Friday night at Woolah Rock. I'm going to take a break, and we will continue and talk about that concert that she alluded to tomorrow evening on the Community Center stage when we continue in just a moment.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, K1 Community Connection, and Elizabeth, you mentioned Catherine Russell tomorrow night. Kind of blues, jazz, again, that turning the corner from traditional classical sounds, but still the great use of voice all the way around.
You know, Catherine Russell, she is actually jazz through and through, but she does blues. She has a lot of Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, and her legend, what do you call that? Her parents are legendary jazz pioneers. Her father was Louis Russell, born in Panama, immigrated to New Orleans and went to New York City and became the manager for Louis Armstrong. So he and Satchmo were tight. They did music together.
Yeah.
And there's actually baby pictures of Catherine with him holding her.
Wow.
And she had those influences and then went on to be a backup vocalist for David Bowie, Michael Jackson, you name it. And when David Bowie decided he wasn't going to tour anymore, she said, I'm going to, her spouse, Paul Kahn, and manager, encouraged her to go out on her own. And she did. And she has been filling Lincoln Center and Kennedy Center ever since.
You know, the backup vocalists or the backup musicians in general, studio musicians, any way you want to look at it, those guys are so talented in their own right, but their name is rarely even, you know, on the CD cover, the album cover, because they're not the solo artist. But they go on. They can pick up anything and sing or play anything at a moment's notice for you.
The Wall Street Journal actually said that Catherine Russell is finally claiming her place in the pantheon of 21st century jazz divas. She has come into her own right. She is a backup singer no more. Since 2006, she released her first album.
Yeah.
And it's just been more success. She won the Prix de Jazz. I mean, she's amazing. It's an asset to have her here in Bartlesville.
And part of it, I know, is looking for those artists with those credentials to continue the fine tradition of OK Mozart. But Randy and you and the staff, which is a pretty small staff, really, have been working so hard this year to make sure that you get first-rate musicians all the way through.
We have, you know, and kudos to Randy, because he single-handedly came up with the not only the performers, but the music. I didn't realize he made the music selection, but I got that last week. I heard that he had done that. And what a great presentation it has been.
Yeah. And, of course, this was nice for him to step in and just be the leader of the festival after some necessary changes. And, you know, winning an Oklahoma One Award, it just says great things about what's coming up for us over the next few years.
You know, festivals are closing across the nation. There was a big 33-year-long Mozart festival that recently closed. I think it was Minnesota. And we're watching these things around us left and right. And Bartlesville is such a special community that... And this festival is so beloved that we hope and we feel like the people here won't let that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, people want this entertainment. They want this talent to come in for the week. It's going to have to shift and change. Things will be different again next year. They were different this year. But it's a part of survival. You know, if we want to continue to bring that here, we have to adapt to what we can do.
And yet the traditions are still, you know, with us. You look at what's coming up on Friday night, and I know that you'll be back into preview for that for us later on in the week. But tickets are still available for the Woolen Rock concert. I think that's one of them that typically in past has said it sells out early, get your tickets early. Well, because it is Woolen Rock, it seems like there's always room for a few more.
There's always room. Actually, ticket sales this year have outpaced for Woolen Rock several years prior. We're getting close to over 1,200 tickets sold. And please remember to bring your chairs, bring your bug spray, bring your blankets.
Yeah. Bob and the crew do a great job of manicuring Woolen Rock, and they do what they can to minimize bugs. But we're right on the shores of Clyde Lake, and you get bugs around water.
You know, and after last year with the rain, I'd like to mention that if there's over 50% chance of rain in the forecast, and it doesn't look like that right now, but you know, Oklahoma, wait 10 minutes, it will change. If there's over 50% chance of rain forecasted, then it will automatically be moved to the community center.
Yeah. It is, I know, a treat for Lauren Green and the musicians to be the featured orchestra for Friday night.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. And the guest artists, Caitlin Coggle and Kennedy Coggle. One of the things I noticed as PR and marketing director is when I announced that they were going to be the guest artists, the community just rallied with an immediate cry I saw on social media. They're fantastic. They're our favorite. They're our homegrown stars. So I think one of them has been in Wicked on Broadway, and I can't remember the other Broadway show that the other one's been in, but they're both highly acclaimed vocalists.
Well, and that's the nice thing about you know, showcasing particularly our local people, Bartlesville Symphony, and the guest artists from Bartlesville. I think to the rest of Oklahoma, to the out-of-state crowd that comes particularly to Woolen Rock, it says something about what our community is and who we are.
You know, this past week I've just been overwhelmed with feelings of pride for Bartlesville and thankfulness for the support of the arts that this community has. And I've also just been impressed with the way people treat each other in this town. You know, it's just, Woolen Rock is something to be proud of. OK Mozart is something to be proud of. This festival week, it's something to be proud of. Everybody's working hard. And I'd like to also mention the volunteers. We have over 350 volunteers. And Grace Farmer's been our volunteer coordinator. And she's stepped in a couple of months ago and has been working 16-hour days to coordinate those efforts. And the community center, it's just an amazing collaboration.
Yeah, it is. And when you look at all the things that I know bring people in from not only outside the Bartlesville-Tulsa area, because we get people from Oklahoma City and everywhere else, but out of state, from Kansas, from Missouri, from Texas. You see out of state plates in the parking lot of the community center.
You do. And you know, our new collaboration this year with the OETA has brought people from Oklahoma City that hadn't been before, and in the outer regions of the state that weren't even aware of the festival. I thought it was interesting how famous OK Mozart, the festival, is when I first met with the marketing director from Philbrook Museum. We had met for the first time, and I discussed maybe a collaboration with them in 2018, and she said, you know, people come to the Philbrook and they come up and they say, isn't this where the OK Mozart Festival is? They hadn't heard of Philbrook, but they'd heard of OK Mozart.
Yeah.
And she just says, I get that all the time. And I thought that was funny because that's a world-class museum doing amazing things. And here they get mentioned from us,
yeah.
Bartlesville.
So. Well, and you've picked up collaborations from several area arts organizations. I know you picked up some things north of the border with the Inge Festival and also, I think, with Niwala this year, didn't you?
With which one?
With Independence's Niwala coming up around October.
No, I'm not familiar with that, okay. But I'm sure I'll be looking into it.
Halloween's spelled backwards, so yeah.
The Tulsa Girls Art School is the one I'm
okay.
proud of. And
yeah.
The Kids Passport this year.
Yes, we really haven't talked about that. Something that really gets kids interested in going to different venues.
I have had so many people this week approach me and say, you know, the festival's been around for so long, but we never fully understood what there was for families, you know, throughout the days, or for kids. They didn't know kids, they had kids stuff at the festival. Mm-hmm. And so Judy Moreland said, I want a passport. And I said, that's a great idea. And I designed it, laid it out. And we gave them to the firehouse, the police station, daycares. And I missed getting them in the school backpacks by 24 hours. But, you know, I've been busy. But I also heard this week someone stopped me in the parking lot and said that some of the elderly patrons were using the kids' passport and getting them stamped. And
why not?
I was so pleased. I'm so thrilled.
So that's
everybody
loves
it.
It's a great idea. And without putting words in your mouth, likely to return in some future incarnation. So good idea. Tickets also still remain for Saturday night. We'll talk more about that. But again, with Anne-Marie McDermott as the featured performer and just drawing a nice curtain on the 32nd annual OK Mozart.
Saturday is going to be something special, yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that later on in the week. Tickets do remain 918-336-9800 for the box office or okmozart.com.
That's correct.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on K1. Again, our Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. 80 degrees, and at least right now, no forecast of rain for Saturday, or for Friday, rather. We'll see how that all works out. News is next.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. State finance officials say tax breaks for businesses are eating into available revenue and are partially to blame for collections.